It's a cold morning.
It's the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
I have a gift for you, actually.
Oh, nothing,
it's okay. You don't have to. Valentine's Day is about girls, which is perfectly fine. It's not bothering me at all. When people say, there should be parity between Father's Day and Mother's Day, it's like, shut up. It's like, I'd rather see you doing your fatherly duty day to day than have to worry about some day where somebody's doing something for you. Now, if somebody does do something for you, wonderful. Isn't that nice? It says, but no, not to say anything about it. Yeah, I don't know what to think much about the women's movement, but I just kind of skirt the whole thing by saying I'm not a woman, I shouldn't even be involved. This is not my thing. Because women do all kinds of interesting things that I don't really understand, so. My greatest desire is just to be able to do what I need to do.
We got pants over here.
We do?
We need to take off.
Oh, that's a good thing. I like getting paid.
Well, you know, grocery shopping
yesterday. Yeah?
And
I hope I got paid then.
and when I put it in, it came up with, negative $100.
Right.
It's like, dang, I got another week before I get paid. Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
And so I looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we got paid on Friday.
Are you sure?
Yep.
We had it all backwards for a while.
Huh?
Okay. All right.
So.
Don't get in trouble.
So,
is the plan to just pay a little bit extra on the house and rebuild up the emergency fund?
Oh,
you're just going to keep it in a regular account. Am I misinterpreting? I apologize.
No.
What am I doing? So what's going on?
We're just going to pay the regular mortgage.
Oh. Not even pay a little bit.
No.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. So we're going to shove a ton into the emergency account. As much as we can, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that seems sensible.
Of course we had 250 dollars rental bill I hadn't planned for.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to see how much gets taken out of our check.
Oh, that's true.
Because I told it to save out a ton. Not only did I change the. Not only did I redo all the numbers on the W-4, but I told it to go ahead and save out 200 out of each paycheck.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to live.
Well, we can always change it once we see what we're getting. I just got to make sure we're okay. I just don't want to get hit with that so hard. We end up paying a little. That's okay. let's take a look and see. We can kind of guesstimate how much tax we paid last year and, you know, split it up into 26 pieces or, well, yeah, 26 pieces, and that should be about how much we should be paying in tax. So we can take a look at how it looks, yeah? Once we start seeing it in the paycheck, to see how we're gonna adjust. Sorry. A little paranoid, maybe.
Yeah.
But you can adjust as many times as you want to. It's not like, oh no, you only do it once or twice a year. It's like, no, you're not. You'll always readjust it. So that's a good thing. No. Wondering how it would be if I got on like a talk show, talking the way I do about men and women. And some real flaming feminist, you know, who would love me because they said, you know, I can walk all over you and you aren't going to do a darn thing. And we go, well, so that's the ethic of 70 years ago. I wonder why things have changed so much. Oh, some more guys are like you, and you go, well, it says women can make that happen. It says you have to understand how just stark, ravingly powerful women are. If you like those kind of men, marry that kind of guy. He's not going to be cute. He's not going to be, you know, he's probably not going to be the captain of the football team. He's not going to be all those kinds of things. I said, yeah, I said, and make sure you have sons that, you know,
that he can be part of the
man. That you raise to say, here's your father. You be like him. And you go, and you'll see that place return. I know it might offend the modern sensibilities of most women that's how you do it. If you don't like men who get into women's faces and weigh in on women's issues, says you guys are going about it probably wrong. This isn't the way to do it. You're not training men right. And that's it. You know, I don't really care if you want to have more money, if you want to be paid more. I don't care. More, you know, more power to you, I suppose. But yeah, he said, you really need to mold your sons. You need to keep on molding your husband, too. And you go, trust me, he'll be very amenable to it. I mean, you don't want to be nasty about it. Nobody likes being treated in a nasty way. Because you're not going to get a good response from that. Because guys are a lot like dogs. He said, if you treat them good, they'll wag their tail. They'll be so loyal to you. It's sickening to watch. You know, it says, you can, as long as you pet them, most of the time, you can also come back. You can kick him in the head. You can do all kinds of things. You can neuter him, and he'll take it. And he'll still wag his tail and be so glad to be your companion. You go, if women haven't figured this out yet, I don't know what to tell you. Because men are atrociously simple. And the smart woman will take advantage of it. And hopefully, in favor of having sons that bring honor to her and do what she helped their father to do. Simple as that. So I don't understand this equality thing. Why would a woman debase herself to the level of a man? I don't even know what's appealing about that. Trust me, talk to those 10 richest guys in the world. Yes, I know, they're all men. And you go, but you ask them who their biggest influence is in their life, and they'll say their mother and their wife. And you go, women? If you want to have that, if you want to have that life, if you want to have that thing, yeah, that kind of influence, then you better start figuring out that your biggest thing is to be an influential mother. And to be very, very interested in the success of your husband. And that you know that you're going to be the key to it. And that's simply it. You can be a feminist all day long. I have absolutely no idea what that's supposed to mean. And I don't know why anybody would want to reduce their status down to manhood. You know, that's why Shana just floors me. Why on earth would you want to become a man? And you go, well, she has a brain, but she's not using it very well at all. I don't know what she's, except for the thing of, I think she just does bizarre, stupid things. She uses up all of her energy and thought trying to rationalize why what she did was a good idea. When you just go, you know, if you screw up, just say, I screwed up. You know, you want to see how forgiving people will be. But I'm sorry, but Shayna, I bet you, you've known 10 guys who would give their left testicle to be your man. But for some reason, you're deranged. You know, and that's tough. You say, but trust me, there will still be a certain proportion of men that don't care. If you are deranged, they'll put up with it. And you can say, oh, they just want sex. And you go, well, that's one way that you can bag yourself a man and put him to work and keep him busy. This is, and you'd be surprised how many relationships are based almost solely on that. You know, if you think, I don't think much of myself. I don't think any guy would think anything of me. And you go, trust me, you're thinking that of yourself. There's plenty of guys thinking the same thing about themselves. And if you give them any notice at all, they'll be your puppy dog. Just don't fret. Just now, what's your job? Treat him good, train him right.
I think.
And he'll do amazing things.
I know she never be able to.
Yeah.
And I know that men typically have a lot of baggage, but I think that could have worked.
I think it will work okay. Now, you know, not beyond Shane, screw it up. She's quite good.
She had more basic than
anybody else I've ever known. Yeah.
And he's a simple, recommendarian guy.
He's an interesting dude. He said, but that's okay. He's got his head at least on straight enough that he knows where his responsibilities are.
Yep.
And I said, and that's huge. That's a huge thing today, sadly. Most guys don't have a clue. Because you got to train them. If their mother didn't do it, you've got to do it. And you can decide, do I want a guy that comes pre-trained, or do I want a guy who I can train myself, but it might be tougher because I might not know what I'm doing. And you go, women should spend a lot more time figuring out how to help a man succeed than she should spend trying to fight for her rights for something independent of marriage. You know, they say, well, what? Sometimes you have to get rid of that man. He's no good. And you go, well, then straighten him up. Trust me. You have power over him that you don't realize. If he's abusing you, shoot him. Just trust me. No court will screw with you. Says, as far as I know, that guy who got his penis cut off by his wife, I don't think she did any time for that. I said, I'm not telling you how to handle the situation. I said, but you know what? I said, you can do whatever you feel like you need to do. because I don't think the law will get you into any trouble. Especially if you can show even a little evidence that said, there's not a darn thing going to happen to you. It says, so, yeah. Do the world a favor. If the guy's a rapist, kill him. So especially in the current climate, it said, it said, in fact, I think the whole feminist community would rise up to take care of her. She'd probably become a superstar. She'd probably make $1 million. The best thing she ever did for her personal livelihood is to take out some scum sucker of a man. Because we have to do it. We put down dogs all the time. If a dog is out of control, we put him down. But I have no problem with that. At all. But just know that you're going to get pretty lonely out there without guys, and who's gonna keep the electricity flowing, stuff like that. So you don't, you know, I know there's some women who think I'm interested here, and you go, that'll be a rough day when all of a sudden the power goes out and they're going, so why doesn't it turn back on? You go, oh, there's a fleet of guys out there who got your power going again. You thought it was magic. He says, so, yeah, don't be silly. I hope. He says, you know, women can do what women want to do. When women make choices to turn on their own children, which a lot of them have done, I'm sorry to say it, teaching their girls to hate boys, teaching their boys to loathe their very existences, and the only recourse they have is to say, oh, I'm safe now because I'm gay. You know. I said, that's going to be a rough day if a growing number of women get what they wish for. So be careful what you wish for, I guess is what I would say to women. Just because we will probably stand back and let you do it. If you're bound and determined to destroy life on this planet, we'll probably let you. Because we're programmed that way.
It's cold out here.
It is.
Rat.
I agree with you. It is cold. Why? Are you going to go around and do another?
Not right now.
Another pass? No?
Maybe with a candle.
Yeah? Do you want to come see me upstairs? Or you're just going to hang out over there?
Yeah, I think I'm
going to
go over my
stuff.
Okay.
I haven't
looked at them for over a week.
Oh, my. That's true. There's so much time off, you kind of forget stuff.
Yeah.
There's certain things you said for continuity.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love you so much, Hartley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For
being the woman that's
you. Walking with you.
Sure.
Listening to you.
Sure. That's got to be a dream. I can just imagine. I'm going to turn the sucker off. Because I usually end up forgetting about it and letting it run for hours, and I just